It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor. Glad we could be together again now. Mm-hmm. I have a pig that I'd like you to see. Oh, it's just a toy pig. A friend of mine made this for her children. See all the stitching along here? Look at the curly tail. Toy pig. She said, I don't know how to make a stuffed toy pig. But her children said, please try, and so she did. Mothers and fathers and children often just decide to try things out. And they often have a lot of fun when they do. I'd like you to meet Adelia Moore. She's the mother who made this pig. She's learned how to make lots of things. In fact, she makes most of the presents she gives. Let's just go to her house now. I'll take the pig back to her, too. Come along. Adelia.
Hi.
Hi, Adelia.
How are you?
Good. I'd like you to know my television neighbor.
Hi. Wouldn't you like to come in?
Yes.
I'm sewing now.
Oh, good. Come on.
My sewing room is right back here at the end of the hall.
Oh, good. This is where you made the pig?
This is where I made the pig.
Oh, all the things you have in here. Beautiful things. How did you make this? I mean, was this a sheet or something?
It was an old sheet. Finian wanted the pig to be pink.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have any pink, and it was too late to buy any pink, so we took a sheet, and after I had sewn it, we painted it together. And that you can see the patches on the material.
I wondered what that was.
And I think there was some green on the brush, too.
Because I'm sure there's no other pig in the world like that.
No, I don't think so. That's when you make things. They tend to turn out.
Well, he's happy to be
sort of a special
home.
Way.
A lot of animals here. And what's this?
That I made even before the pig. That's a kangaroo made out of yarn. And there was a baby in the pocket, but he grew up and plays off by himself now.
A great kangaroo. That's knitted, huh? Working on anything else now?
Yeah, I'm working on a rabbit for my second son, Carrick.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
I've almost finished it. I just am putting the tail on.
Oh, what a great rabbit.
Hello.
You're making me.
If you could help me hold it, I'll show you how I stitch to keep the tail on. Because this is really stuffing. But I thought it looked so much like a rabbit's tail, I wanted to use it.
Are you making it for a special occasion?
For Carrick's 5th birthday. And this is what he asked for.
What did you do? Did you just say to him, what do you want for your birthday or something?
I said, if I were to make you a stuffed animal for your birthday, what kind of animal would you like? And he said, a rabbit, right away. There, now he's got a tail. Just cut off the thread. Put my needle in my pin cushion so I don't lose it.
Cottontail. Did anybody ever make you birthday presents when you were a little girl?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have something with rabbits in it that my mother made.
Oh,
it's right over here.
Let's look.
It's the story of Peter Rabbit, and if you feel it, you can tell it's made out of yarn.
Oh, it's needlepoint, isn't it?
Called needlepoint, that's right.
Who is this lady and this baby?
That's my great-grandmother holding me. And her name was Adelia. That's who I was named after.
Oh. She must have been very proud to have a great-granddaughter with her own name. What's this behind you?
This is something I made for Finian when he was little. As you see, it says, some of Finian's favorite words. Christmas 1975.
Some of his favorite words were horse and rabbit, balloon. Oh, there's a boy down there.
That's him.
And dog. The more I look at it, the more I see.
Did you see the cat
on
standing on a ball? And the duck under the umbrella? Would you like to see a couple of my quilts?
Sure would. See the quilts.
This is a quilt I made for my father, and I'm going to give it to him for his 60th birthday.
Oh, has so many different kinds of material on it. Soft.
Well, that's how I made it. I cut out the picture.
Looks like a lake.
But it is a lake. It's a picture of a place that my family has gone ever since my father was a little boy. And this tree, which looks so odd and as if it's about to fall in the water, is a picture of a real tree that looks like that.
What about the... Does he like to fish?
He likes to fish. That's my father.
Oh.
Or supposedly is my father.
Mm-hmm. This is the moon.
That's the moon, yeah.
Did you have to cut out each one of these birds?
No. These are all together on one piece of material. And I think I might have a scrap of it right in my blue pile here. Yeah. And you can see what it looks like when it's not in a quilt.
Oh, yes. The birds up above and the fish down below.
Mm-hmm.
But these look like little birds in here, too, don't
mm-hmm.
they? The way it goes together. I love different designs on the material. Could I look through some?
Oh, sure. I got a lot of different designs, that's for sure. I think of it as my paint box. When I need a different color, I just look to a different pile.
Do you save every little bit of material that you've ever used?
Just about. Sometimes I buy new things, and sometimes I reach into my box of scraps, and sometimes I just go through my pile.
Now, what would you be making over in here, for instance? What would you make out of something like this?
Well, this piece of green here is something I'm using to make three gingerbread man dolls for each of my boys. You know, I'm actually partway through stuffing one. Would you like to stuff it?
Sure.
Because it's almost finished, and I think you could probably do it. And I can work on sewing one that isn't sewn together yet.
All right.
Now, the way you do it, there's an opening on the side that I left open when I sewed it. I've already done the head and the arms and the legs, but the body needs some more. Here's some stuffing, and I have a bag
with more right here. You just stuff it in?
Just stuff it in.
That's why it's called stuffing, I guess.
Right. And while you're doing that, I'll sew a little on the body of this other one.
It takes a lot of stuffing, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It takes longer than you think.
Nice, isn't it? Well, what do you use for the eyes and nose and mouth?
I use felt, and I had cut out the face last night. Here, you can put it on.
All right.
Just stick it on, and it'll stay for now, and then when I get a chance later, I'll glue them on.
One. Eyes.
There, it comes to life with a face. Three buttons. There you go.
How about some hair?
I never tried that. Try it. Now he looks like a white-haired gingerbread man.
Mm-hmm. I like what you make. I was wondering why you had all those buttons.
Well, sometimes I put buttons on things. Pick out a big one. I'll show you how to make a spinner. Get my thread over here.
Spinner?
Yeah, spinner. This is something my father taught me how to make when I was little. I'd take one length of thread, about like my arm, and I'll take another, the same, cut it. Now what we have to do is put it through the hole in the button once, and then put it back through another hole. See, this button has four holes. You could do it with a two-hole button, too. Mm-hmm. And then make the pieces of thread the same length. Whoops. Then tie it on the end. This is really one of the easiest things to make, easier than sewing, even. There's just one trick when you're playing with it, and I'll show you. What we're going to do is, what I'm going to do, and you can do later sometime, is wind it up. And when I say wind it up, I mean...
A lot.
Wind it up for a long, long time.
You call it a spinner?
Well, you'll see why.
Looks like it's spinning.
Now when it's...
Oh, is that
see?
Great?
It goes back and forth and it feels almost like an elastic rubber band.
Oh,
makes a little whoop, whoop sound.
Could I try it?
Yeah. In fact, you could take it home with you.
Just keep pulling.
Tell you what, you work on that. I'll make one for myself.
That's nice.
Okay, I'm ready with mine. I'm going to wind it up. And we'll be the spinners.
The two spinners at Adelia's house.
It's a lot of fun.
It surely is. Such good ideas. You know, you could do this for a long, long time. But I have to get back to my place.
Well, take it with you. Then you can do it when you get back there.
All right. Thank you.
I'll show you down to the door.
All right. Bye, Adelia.
Bye, Fred. Come again.
Thanks. Like such a simple thing, just a button and some thread. But people can have such a good time with simple things they make themselves. Simple presents. I have a film here that I'd like you to see. It's about a birthday party for a doll. That's a simple kind of treat. Mm-hmm. Let's take a look at the film, Birthday Party for a 100-Year-Old Doll.
Happy birthday to Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Cindy. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, come on, let's blow. Cindy's got to make her wish.
Susie, what's your wish?
Cindy.
Tell me your wish. All right, I'll get it for her. I'll give it to you when she gets it.
Blow.
Okay.
She wished she had some ice cream.
I guess through the years, it had gotten kind of run down and lost her nose again. And I remember a neighbor across the road from us who painted her up with a new nose. And the paint job she has now is the work of Mrs. Graves. Now that the children are bigger, I was asking them, what do you remember, you know, childhood memories? And Nancy here came up with a story that I think is appropriate.
What's that?
Oh, well, the Christmas, she asked us which Christmas we remembered the best or which one meant the most to us. And the one that struck me was the Christmas that we all came down and all of our dolls had brand new dresses. Their hair had been washed and had bows in them. Cindy was there as queen among all of our dolls, too. As Mom said, when she was a little kid, Cindy was sort of the ruling one among theirs. Well, that's always been the same in our family, that with all of our dolls, Cindy's the queen. She's the top.
Would you ever think of having a birthday party for one of your toys? Sometimes the oldest toys are the best. Let's just have some make-believe now. Trolley? Let's pretend that someone in the neighborhood of make-believe is having a birthday, and Lady Aberlin is making a doll as a present. All right, neighborhood of make-believe.
Lady.
Hi, Lady Aberlina. Hi, Henrietta.
Hi, X.
Meow, meow.
Would you stuff some fluffy stuff in this, please?
Oh, sure.
Meow, is it? Meow.
It's a pillowcase.
Oh, so it is.
Meow.
Blue pillowcase and some white puffy stuffing.
Meow.
Here comes a cloud.
Okay.
Sailing along.
Can you put the whole cloud in there?
I'm going to.
A cotton cloud in a pillowcase.
There.
Ooh.
Think that's enough?
I like to feel it.
What?
Ooh, that feels good. Well, here we are.
I'll put the rest of Hen's cloud in there. No? Well, there you go back then. Here, X.
Thanks, and one more.
I'll get it.
Meow, 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 fine. Meow, meow.
I'll get it. There you go, back.
Meow.
Here.
Meow.
There you go.
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
Meow, meow, meow. A
little more cloud, madam.
Meow, thanks.
Well, that's fine. I think maybe I need a nap. This pillow feels mighty good on my head. Yeah, I'll see y'all later.
Okie doke, X.
Meow, X.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Happy pillow.
Meow, 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 meow.
Happy pillow.
Meow, meow, feel good, meow.
Well, what do you think, Hen?
Meow, needed this meow, meow, still. Oh, meow, meow, nice meow, meow.
Look, is it starting to look like...
Meow like yeah. her. Meow.
Oh,
meow.
Ah! Oh, Bob Dog.
Meow, Bob Dog. Meow, 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 meow.
Listen, let me take a look at that.
Now, doesn't this look like it's for Anna's birthday?
Yeah. Oh, it's a little duck. Isn't that nice? Isn't that a little duck?
No, it's not a little duck. No,
meow, meow,
no,
meow,
no.
Duck.
No,
no,
that is
no. Look again. Doesn't it look...
It looks it's a little,
I'll give you a hint. La 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 la.
Anna!
Yes!
Meow, meow, meow.
Yes!
Ah, yeah.
Born with the rinkus Anatinus.
Meow, Anna, meow, hug it, meow, kiss it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, I'd like to have a doll.
Meow, meow.
Except I'd like my doll to have long ears and a funny little nose and a big white tummy.
Well, maybe I could make you a Bob Dog doll sometime.
Oh, would you do that? That'd be real nice.
Sure.
Okay, well, you probably want to finish that.
Yeah,
that
I do. Meow, Lady Aberlin.
See you
meow,
later.
Meow, stuffing, meow, Anna's doll, meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, put meow, stuffing, meow,
oh,
Anna's
oh, good.
Doll.
Thanks, Hen.
Yeah.
Pretty good. That should just be about right. Everyone in its place. Buttons galore.
Hi, Lady Lane.
Oh, hi, Bobby Doggy. How do you like my chapeau?
Oh, your shampoo. Your hair looks real nice. That's
no,
must
no.
have been good shampoo.
Not shampoo, dear. I said chapeau. Chapeau. Hat.
Oh,
hat.
Chapeau.
Yes,
hat.
It's yeah. for oh, our listen. Darling little Anna on her birthday.
Yeah. Oh,
all these buttons. I sewed all those
look
buttons on
there.
That hat.
Oh.
I think her wardrobe needs a little zip to it.
Well, You can't get more zip than with the chapeau like this.
Give me a hat. I'll give you a beauty, a beautiful lady, to go with your hat, and you will see, along with me, I'll give you a beauty to go with your hat.
Boy, that is really a fancy gift.
Yeah, well, what did you expect, dear? But wait till you see Daniel's gift. I mean, he's planning the biggest... Well, he's making a magic electric supersonic firemobile for Anna.
Is he?
Really something. Wait till you see it. Oh, hi, everybody.
Hi, Daniel.
Hello, Daniel, dear. Lady Lane, do you have any wood? Oh, sure. Bob Dog, I'm starting my magic electric supersonic firemobile now. Mm-hmm. I'll get you your wood, dear. Okay, Lady Elaine. Would you like to see my plans for it?
Why, sure. Yeah.
Those are my plans.
Oh, look at their wood, dear.
Yeah.
Magic you see electric it? Supersonic firemobile.
See the wheels and the hoses and the ladders?
Uh-huh.
And it has 22 compartments, and most of it is controlled with lasers and stuff like that.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Isn't it great, Bob Dog?
It's terrific. I bet you had to go to a special school to learn about that, didn't you, Danny?
No. In fact, I don't know how yet, but I'm going to do it.
Hey. Cornflake especially could help you.
I know, I'm going to do it all by myself, Bob Dog.
Oh, well, all right, then.
Yeah,
do it all
I
by
know.
Yourself.
Somehow I'm going
sure
to do it.
Well, you probably can do it.
Here's your wood, dear. Thanks, Lady Elaine. I hope I can.
Oh, you finished it, Lady.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Hi, Bob Dog.
That's nice.
Oh, thanks.
Jean, hi.
Hi, Aberlin.
Oh, we're all getting ready for Anna's birthday.
Yes, it should be a special day for our family.
Are you... You sound sad.
Well, I don't know what to give Anna, Lady Aberlin.
Oh, Elsie Jean, I never thought...
Well, mothers and fathers think about their children's birthdays all year long, but it's still hard to know what to give them.
Well, what does she want? Have you asked her?
Well, what if I can't give her what she asks for?
Well, nobody can give everybody everything they want. But don't you suppose she'd like a lot of different things?
Oh, well, yes, of course she must. I'll just have to talk to her about it.
I'll bet you get her something she really wants.
Oh, but she has so many interests.
Well, that's good, Elsie Jean.
Oh, I know.
Look, I made this little doll for her.
Oh, it's precious. Oh, oh. Oh, my little Anna's birthday trolley. It's coming soon.
Mothers and fathers love their children, and giving them presents can be a happy thing. But sometimes parents don't understand what their child really wants, especially if their child doesn't tell them. Of course, sometimes children wish for things that are more expensive than their parents can buy, or things that their parents are afraid might hurt them. So there are lots of different reasons for getting and not getting presents. Lots of reasons. Taking care of these fish. There are lots of ways to show people that you care about them, aren't there? There are many ways to say I love you. There are many ways to say I care about you. Many ways, many ways. Many ways to say I love you.
way to say I love you. There's the feeding something someone really likes to eat. The feeding way, the feeding way, the feeding way to say I love you. Cleaning up a room can say I love you. Hanging up a coat before you're asked to. Drawing special pictures for the holidays and making plays. You'll find many ways to say I love you. You'll find many ways to understand what love is. Many ways, many ways, many ways to say as you grow, you're finding more and more ways of showing people that you love them. And that's one of the greatest things about living, and one of the greatest ways of feeling good. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling. The feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. If you were going to make a present for somebody, what would you make for them? Well, whatever it would be special, and it would be your way of saying, I care about you. I'll be back next time. Bye.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.